number of laws.
Arab Kippur. What's Arab Kippur? What's Arab Kippur when we say Arab Kippur?
What night of Kippur.
Huh?
Night.
No. I knew that you were. I'm surprised that he made this mistake. Arab Kippur is the day before Kippur.
No.
Say Arab Shabbat, Arab Yom Tov.
I know.
Then what did you say?
But you can make an example. When you can make an example of me, who can correct anybody who has that misunderstanding.
Yeah. Then Arab Kippur means the day before Kippur has number of laws, and not like other things. What is it? What's Arab Kippur? Arab Kippur in the morning, we don't say Tahanunim. Though in the city hot, we do say it. But in the prayer, we don't say it. Why? It's a semi-holiday. What is it semi-holiday? What makes it semi-holiday? Because the Torah commanded us, just as the Torah commanded us to fast on Kippur, the Torah commanded to eat on the day before Kippur. Where did the Torah say that we have to eat? Because when they gave us the law of the Ta'anit of Kippur, Torah said, "B'tish'a la'chodesh va'erev," from the Ta'anut nafshotechem, when the Torah said to celebrate Kippur, that you fast, said when? "B'tish'a la'chodesh." What's tish'a la'chodesh? What's tish'a la'chodesh? The ninth day of the month.
Oh, okay.
Do we make Kippur on the ninth of Kippur of the month? When?
The tenth.
What's every Chala Hodesh? Every holiday comes Sukkot. They say, when should you make Sukkot? B'hamishah asar yom l'chodesh v'yadeh, on the 15th. Because 15th is from evening to evening. When you come to say Kippur, you say, B'asar l'chodesh. Maybe it's written B'asar l'chodesh v'yom kippurim. Then the Torah said, will come the ninth of the month, in the evening, you shall fast. That's a very strange way of the Torah, come to say, but it means when they say, be careful, don't do the fast on Sha'ala Hodesh. Sha'ala Hodesh Ba'erev means on the ninth you have to eat. Do you understand? Then the Torah is telling us, eat on the ninth. If you eat on the ninth, it will be considered for you just like fasting. Both days, like God taught you to fast both days, and you are eating. That means here you are eating and doing mitzvah of a fast. Of a Kadosh Baruch Hu will forgive your avonot by eating. And Sha'ala Chodesh. And Asara Chodesh, that means mitzvah to eat more than usual. Because the Torah said, eat, it's a mitzvah. You do the mitzvah more. The more, the better it is. And a person, when we say the more, the better it is, he should not come and stuff his stomach till it will bust with it. That means if you eat meals, instead of three meals, eat five meals. But only eat five meals, full meal, but a bit less. That means to show that each day is important. Kabbalist people say, eat five meals. Uh-huh. And they say it's a mitzvah to eat in the first meal, fish. First meal in the morning, fish. Why do you say first meal? Make it afternoon. Fish afternoon is not good. The fish, they say, it's good for something that brings more power for a man to bring more children. And they don't want him to have, has for shalom, something during the night of Kippur. Will be close to Kippur, gets all of a sudden the body warm, and who knows what will be at night. It will have curry and so on. They don't want him to become tamer at night. Therefore they say, early in the morning, to eat the fish. It's known, people that want to multiply, they say, the game, of what certain about Yosef and his children, they will be multiplied like the fish. The fish will multiply a lot. This is what they say, the fish also, when you eat fish, person has more power to have more children. Therefore, they don't want to eat the fish very light. But the Kabbalist people say, eat, don't stop yourself too much. So if some rabbi wanted to make a mitzvah of eating the whole day, and he wants to make a mitzvah of learning Torah the whole day, how can he do both of them? He's taking a book, learning, it's in front of him here, nuts or something. He eats and he reads. That's how he wanted to do, because Torah said he wants to do it. This is the one thing that you have to eat, but there are other things what you have to do on Yom Kippur. You have to make special prayer of Bidui, confession. Where do we do it? In Mincha. Mincha, the Amida of Mincha, is a long one. We ask God forgiveness for many abonot. They put them in the Amida, not in Hazara, in Amida, every individual when he prays. Anna. And this Anna continues with Al-Hajj Hatanu Nefanecha. We're asking forgiveness for this Avon and this Avon and this Avon. They name them in alphabetical order. You remember this? Hajj Hatanu Nefanecha Be'onesu Ratzon. Al-Hajj Hatanu Nefanecha Be'blida. Al-Hajj Hatanu Nefanecha Be'gilui Arayon. Al-Hajj Hatanu Nefanecha Be'da'atub Mirma. They read the whole Al-Hajj. It's a long Amidah. Because a person must confess on the day before Kippur in order not to be too late before Kippur comes. Do you understand? That's second. A third thing, there is a custom to make kaparot. What's kaparot? They take a chicken, they slaughter it, say, oh God, if there is any gezerah, any decree on this person, change it from the person on this chicken and forgive him. And we ask compassion and they make the Shuvah. What's the poor chicken has to do with him, with his avonot? And therefore the chicken doesn't make any difference. But the chicken is, when they slaughter it, they tell a person, look, all what's happening to the chicken is supposed to happen to him. Sometimes a person has to have a penalty of death. There is four kinds of death. Sekila, Serefa, Herek, Henek. Sekila means stoning him. They throw him from the second floor down. Serefa, burning his throat by putting hot lead into his mouth.
I thought they burned him in the fire.
Huh?
I thought they burned him in the fire.
No.
Like the Zohim.
No. Herek is a sword. Henek, choking, like hanging to the Rebbeim, the Muslims. This art, if you see a chicken, that's exactly what's happening. First, the Shohet holds the chicken here from the neck. The two pipes, he holds them tight. He gets choked. Second, he cuts. That's enough herring, like a sword. Third, they throw the chicken after he slaughters it. The pot, they put it over the fire in order to burn the bugs that are in it. And this is the idea of the kaparot. We, the community here, used to do kaparot. All the people used to go to chicken market. The shohet is there, slaughters it. The whole night they were busy. Today the chicken market closed on 17th Avenue. And they didn't have no chicken market close to them. In Williamsburg, nobody wanted to go. Instead, they gave money for the kaparot. There is another thing. There is Din Malkut. What's Malkut? Every person says to himself, maybe I did some avon, but I am obligated, I deserve to get Malkut, beating by a whip, a special person representing Bedin. For example, a person is not supposed to shave with a razor. If he shaved with a razor, there is Idim, and we warned him that he had to give him Malkut. The maximum they give, 39 times beating with a whip. And not more, but less, yes. Come special people, experts, doctors to check this man would be able to get 39 or not. He may die. Let them know he can't get more than 6. He can't get more than 9. He can't get more than 21. Whatever they decide, maximum they give him 39. And the Torah said, don't add more than 39. And you read Beru Rahum 3 times. In Beru Rahum there is 13 words. When the one was whooping, Behu Rahum Yichaper Avon Velo Yashid Beherba Leashiv Apo, and so they go in order 3 times Beru Rahum. That's 39. That's the Malkut. He used to come and the shul Arab Kippur near the mikveh, basement of the shul. Everybody picks up his shirt, puts his hand on the deba, crying, making vidui, and Arama comes with a whip, with a belt, but he doesn't do like Bedin during the time of Bet HaMikdash. Ruh Rahum, symbol only, to say, maybe he does. They tell a story about that the Shemash gave Malkut to everyone. He didn't give to the rabbi. The rabbi came, he told him, Shemash, I have to get a Malkut. And he said, no, rabbi, I can't give you Malkut. The only one can give you Malkut is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, the whole idea of getting this Malkut to get rid of Malkut. But he told him, the only one can give you HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you. Then it's like a curse becomes. The man, according to his understanding. Now, there is another thing. There is deep averot sheben adam lamakom yom kippurim mechaper. Averot sheben adam lachavero en yom kippurim mechaper. Ad sheyefayes et chavero. Meaning, word by word. All wrongdoing that there is between man and God, comes Kippur, he makes teshuvah, he asks forgiveness, Hashem will forgive him. But things, wrongdoing that there is between man and his fellow man, Hashem will not forgive him. Unless he goes, he makes up with his friend. He owes him money, he didn't pay, he has to pay him the money. He insulted him, ask him to forgive you. This is Avirot Sheben Adam LaHaviro. En Yom HaKippurim. Ad, unless Yefayes HaHaviro. He will make up with his friend. Imagine. What do we learn it? Pasuk in Torah. Ki Bayom Hazeh Yechaper Alechem. In Hamash Vayikra. In Parashat Aharimot. God said, Bayom Hazeh Yechaper Alechem. On the day of Kippur, Hashem will forgive all your wrongdoing. Which I want on Mikol Hatotechem Lifnei Hashem Tetaro. All the avonot that you did between you and Hashem, you'll be cleaned out. No, nothing. You'll be no spots anymore on you. As we said, that you did between you and Hashem, which means between you and your fellow man, no. Lifnei Hashem Tetaro, and but not Lifnei Adam. What you have with your man, go to ask him forgiveness and make up with him. This is a very important. They used to have a custom. Even in Magen David, I remember. They used to come. The rabbi says, he tells them this halacha, and said, just before they start lecha elit shukatim, please gentlemen, if anyone has any misunderstanding with his friend, now is the time. Ask forgiveness and forgive each other, because otherwise your prayer will not be accepted. If you don't forgive your friend, Hashem told you, you don't forgive him, I won't forgive you. This is the things that are so important. Of course, there is so many times that they have to read by Yavor, during the day of Kippur, from evening to evening. They read it 26 times. See, there was an El Melech, Hashem Zahamim, and Vayavor, and they repeat again, Shema Israel, Hashem Hu Elohim, Hashem Hu Elohim. And there is a special number there between how much should be the Vayavor, how many times Hashem Hu Elohim, and so on. Especially when it comes to Adam and Eidan, seven times is one of them. Why? Because they say, Shekhinah comes to listen to Israel. And then the Shekhinah is going to leave. Give us one, seven heavens, one, two, three, four. We just are scoring Hashem. Mm-hmm. And we are saying Hashem Hu Elohim seven times. This is the beginning of what there is in Erev Kippur before Kippur. We come Kippur, we put Talet on. And the night of Kippur, that's the only night we put Talet. By the right, the mitzvah at Talet is only during the day and not during the day and the night. Why? Because it's, the Torah said, "Ve'aya lachem letzitzit u'item oto." You shall put tzitzit on at the time that you can see it, that there is light, daylight, that you can see it. But at night, that there is no light, if by the nature of creation, no light, you can't see it. Therefore, when you can see it, you're supposed to put tzitzit. That's what we learn from the Torah, that night is not the time for tzitzit, only during the day. Therefore, the person has tzitzit on him from during the day, he leaves it. Let him leave it. First, the person is on him or in the closet. But if he comes to take tzitzit, he wants to say beracha at night, beracha is beracha l'matala. How can they say Shekadosham Satan it after Bitsidi puts it on? He's not obligated. Therefore, there is no beracha when you put the let on at night. But in order to put the let without beracha, they want the people to come before sundown into the shul and put the talet before sundown in order to say beracha. Once you said before sundown beracha, you did it on time. However, if a person comes late, like Mr. Alan Mizrahi, if he comes, if, I don't know, not Hasb Shalom that I make a statement that he's not good enough to come late to shul. If a person comes late, he should not say beracha, put it on without beracha. This is the idea when we warn them. Tell them, hey, the one who comes before this hour can say beracha. Mm-hmm. Which means they will understand if they come later, they don't say the beracha. This is referring to the talet. They say, Am Israel, they are compared to malachim on the night of Kippur and the day of Kippur. Why, what is a malachim? They don't eat, they don't drink, they don't sleep. But people, Kippur, they sleep. They come say, no, the Torah, they don't tell us, don't sleep, so they don't eat, don't drink. We become also pure, like malachim, the body becomes pure, nothing. But some people had the custom not to sleep the night of Kippur. It was a Magen David congregation. I joined them a couple of times, but then I couldn't. I told them I can't do it no more. They used to stay up the whole night in the shul. See them staying there, reading Tehillim, reading Keter Malchut. There is special reading with the night of Kippur. But they used to read that. Unfortunately, some elderly people, they used to be there, but sometimes fall asleep all of a sudden in the middle. But in general, most of the night they were up. Hashem Israel, there was. Not today, you won't find this. There were ladies that they come, they stay in the shul from evening to evening. They don't say a word. Not only ta'anit for food, they have ta'anit for food. They don't. And this is, for the men, it's a pleasure to see that women not talking. I'm sure you'll get a kick out of it. When you get married, if your wife will stop talking for one day, you say, oh, Baruch Hashem, that the wife is not talking. This is how it will occur for many ladies. And I know some of them up to now, they are living. There's a lady today, she's already 94, 95. Never in Kippur, she talks. From evening till evening. Not a word you hear from her. She tried to talk to her, she wouldn't even answer. I remember her from the time that she used to do it younger. After all, I'm here 43 years old, even if she is already 94, imagine, she was 50 and she was doing it. But since then, till now, she's doing it. There is a custom among many people that in Kippur, they pray, the whole prayer standing. Standing. They're like malachim. They don't have to get tired. The malachim don't get tired, do they? Therefore, since the malachim don't get tired, you should not get tired. Well, no, you go and sit down, and they stand up. After all, we're human beings. I'm not real malachim. Only Alan is.
Is there a Shema Kolenu?
What?
A Shema Kolenu. In any of the Amidot?
Shema Kolenu?
Yeah,
any Amidot. Where?
In any of the Amidot.
Don Kippur, right?
Yeah, any of the Amidot?
Any Amidot.
When? Today?
Yom Kippur.
Oh, Kippur. There's no Shema Kolenu. There is Shema Koli. And right after Lecha Elit Shukati. Shema Koli. Asher yeshma bekolot. You skip it here today, the Suya.
So if you have personal prayer on Yom Kippur, you really can't, there's no place where you can say it.
There's no what?
No place.
Don't Shema Kolenu?
Yeah.
You want to say special prayer in addition.
No,
yeah, you can say special prayer.
But it's all
not in Shema Kolenu. There's certain times that a person should express wishes that he wants, especially in the time of the Ne'ilah, when they open the Echa.
Mm-hmm.
So at that time, this is the time that a person should express his wish to God. You see in Ne'ilah, they open the Echa. At that time that they open the Echa, it's important that a person will ask certain things that he wants from a Kadosh Baruch. They say this is the time that his request will be accepted.
How about Rosh Hashanah? No?
No. On Kippur and Na'ilah. There's places where to ask. I don't know if it will be accepted or not, but they say on Kippur, definitely, if he does it wholeheartedly, it will be accepted.
You have to go for the... go up, or you can say it from where he is.
It's better, they say, because that's why I came there, the kissing is going.
They don't give you a
but
chance.
But he doesn't have to, from his place.
Yeah, but where did they get the custom during now when they open up the Echal, everybody goes up to kiss?
I don't like it. When I came here, I saw everybody in the Hazara, they go, Shema Yisrael. What a disturbance in the prayer.
Yeah.
I didn't like it, and I saw they don't want to listen. I suggested to Isaac Sharon, the whole prayer is being disturbed. So what shall we do? Everybody got accustomed to do it. So where did they get this custom? There isn't. In any community, there isn't such a thing. I told him, okay, let's start Na'ilah a little earlier. We'll give them between Minha and Na'ilah 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes. Give them to go. And they go and they come and finish all the sermons and the prayer. But at least you make an order. Let them go. Even this I don't like. But since they got accustomed to do it, let them do it. Why shall we do it? That means they want to show their love to the Torah, their love for Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they go. Okay, it's good to show your love to God, but not to disturb the prayer. That's why I don't like it. In no community in the world they do that. But here they did it. They told me in Halab they didn't do it. I don't know how they got it here only. People who came from Haram said, well, what kind of a custom is that? We in Halab, we didn't do it.
They go down to Hazara and it's not the Kahaneem and there's 100 people up there.
No, they can't in Durham Hattara.
Now here we don't do it, the Hazara now. Then Magen David, we did it. Then Shaar Etzion also followed what we did, Magen David, and we told them, please, do it 5 minutes before the prayer, before Na'ilah. And we, that's what it goes. It's something social hall in the dome. That's what we do. Now, if a person did wrong to his friend, he said, what shall I do? He doesn't want to forgive me. He has to go again and again. If he is his friend, 3 times. If he is a man greater than him, knowledge, more so if he is his rabbi, he has to go even if it is 100 times. He has to go. And don't come, he comes and says, I'm tired of going, and I don't want. What do you mean? He should try. If a person sees his friends now want to forgive him, he'll take friends with him. Do it in front of others. And if he did wrong to him in front of public, he should do it in public. That his avon will be forgiven. Not he does embarrass him in front of people, then he goes into hiding. Hey, listen, forgive me. the embarrassment you did in front of all the people. Now you want me to forgive you within my walls? This is, you have to apologize in front of people. But of course, our rabbi said, if a man they ask him to forgive, he doesn't, he himself going to be punished. Because Am Yisrael, they do forgive. Word certain that in the Nevi'im. והגבעונים לא מבני ישראל המה. You know what גבעונים is? People who lived in גבעון. When Yeshua came, entered the land of Israel, גבעון was one of the main cities that Yeshua right away conquered it. But the people from גבעון ran away and they made themselves that there are people who live very far away. And they came with hard bread, old, with all worn clothes. So, ooh, they came to Yeshua. Yes, who are you? Oh, we are the people, member of a nation who lives very, very far away from here. We heard about you. We heard about your people. We heard about your God. We want to join you to be part of the Jewish people. Yeshua said, God bless you, sure. And he made them swear that they will keep Jewish religion and everything. And he came, became part of that. Then Yeshua realized that these people were false statements. That they were not strangers, they were people that lived in one of the cities, Kenanim, that were supposed to be destroyed. But Yeshua already swore to them that they would not hurt them. He took them and he made them work, the hard work for the Jewish people. What was the hardest work those days? To draw water for the people, and
lug it.
What did you say?
Lug it, go up the hill with it to bring it back.
Hotbe etzim, you know what hotbe etzim? Chop the wood. Those days, to make fire, everything used to be made from wood that they take from the tree. You build wood, and this chopping wood from the trees, oh, what a work. None of you ever saw how they chop the trunk of a tree. Wow. The way they do with rocks when they hammer on them. That's how it used to work for the wood.
But in Yerushalayim, the houses were not made out of wood.
In those days, we're talking.
In Yerushalayim also, besides the walls, there is windows, there is tables, there's closets, all are made for wood, my dear friend.
Yeah, but the houses are
built or not? The houses itself, no. Because they want to build it strong. It's all from stones. But here it's wood. Most of the country, it's wood. And this is what I'm saying, the importance of the day of Kippur, we come and say, a person must know, comes, he enters the night of Kippur, after he forgives his friend, he puts talet, he's an angel. Now when he is an angel, and he prays, they don't pray standing, they do. Okay, all this, we come to it. A person will go, will ask forgiveness again and again. Then, we come to another thing. This man that he did something wrong to him is not in existence anymore. He's gone. Where is he?
In the
cemetery. Not Gina, maybe you can hide it. Well, you come already right away when every person who dies is in Gina. Many people go to Gina then. How do you testify that all the people are in Gina?
I don't testify.
That's what you say now. So what did he say? He said, I don't know, maybe here, maybe here. But you right away decided Gina.
Of where he's not in charge of it.
Because he didn't see any friend that he would be able to go to Gan Eden. What's the matter? You don't have good friends? Then, if a person is really died already, he's supposed to go to the cemetery, take 10 people with him, and ask from, say, I ask from the man who is buried here under this place, ask forgiveness. Otherwise, it will not be forgiven. Hashem said, he will not forgive him.
So it's easier for the man to know this law. That's where he goes when the man's alive. It's easier for him to make up with the man. If he knew where else he has
maybe
to
go. Maybe not. Maybe he'll wait until after he goes.
Yeah.
Would it get 10 people to go?
What if he's a Kohen?
Huh?
What if he's a Kohen, the man that needs forgiveness?
Well, he will stay a little bit away.
He'll stay outside the cemetery and ask him that.
Say, ask the people. He says in front of people asking forgiveness. A person must say, we said before, he must say bidui before. When he comes to make bidui, he should not say out loud, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not proper. A person to say in front of people, I did, that means he has no embarrassment. Say I did. He should, and they're hiding.
Well, I want to ask you a question.
Huh?
I want to ask you a question. I know you answered this many times before, but in Philly Hook, there's a part where they sing a certain portion. And I read in English.
They sing what?
They sing a portion of the prayer.
Yeah.
You know,
all the portions.
I think it's Adon
Senihot.
I read it in English, and I hear it, and I can't help but laugh. Because you're asking for forgiveness, it's a serious prayer, and these people are looking it up.
Very good. Your good question. If you know how the melody really goes, they call it in music lyric, something that comes from the bottom of the heart, makes a person really cry and not laugh. You today, because people don't know the meaning of it, they think, If you know the meaning, and you know, I heard some rabbis used to say this, I don't say how, really make you cry and let tears come out of your eyes. Music, not all music, is the way you think. There's music which is very, very joyous, happy. There's music that comes from the bottom heart. People want to cry when they hear it. Certain music makes you cry.
So what if the Hazan do it?
Huh?
What if the Hazan do it?
Why? And really, in other places, they do it differently, in many, many places. But they got a custom that people should say it. If they were knowing the meaning of it, they would understand. You are looking in English,
yeah.
You understand. Not everybody looks. Master of forgiveness, Adonis in the heart. The one that knows to examine and search what there is in the heart of a person, which is what he's thinking. Really, he's asking forgiveness? or just a fake. And please forgive me. They call it in Hebrew, min ha-safa ve-lachutz, from his lips out, but not in. This is gole amukot. He uncovers the deep, deep, what there is in the heart inside. If you look every word there, it means something. And then it says, oh God, hatanu lefanecha rahim aleinu. We did something. Please forgive us. Then if a person, I used to hear when I was a child, used to hear a Spanish Jew who came from Turkey. I used to cry when he said, I don't want to say hot. He used to cry himself, but I used to cry as a child when he says the Sirihot. I don't want to say hot. Most beautiful way. That depends. You're right. Don't say, I don't want to say hot. Bohen, never what. Yeah. Not this. You're right. I'm not telling you wrong. But they don't know any of the meaning of it. They feel like they're saying a prayer to God. God will accept it from them. Why do you condemn them, Alan?
I don't condemn them.
God will accept it. Of course, when he says we do, he say, must be standing. We do, you don't say when you are standing. When you go to ask forgiveness from someone like that, hey, forgive me. That's not the way. You stand up and you say we do. You see how they bend. Now today, many people say, Anna, what are you doing? Well, the idea of banging is a heart. The heart is, you see the parking? They're under the parking on the left side. There where is the heart. Person is banging on his heart. I realize, I feel it inside, in me, in my heart, what I'm saying. That I did wrong, please forgive me, and so on. That's the whole idea of banging. But not to bang, but it looks. Where are you going to be tomorrow? You understand? This is. As we said, there is we do before, there is we doing Minha, there is we doing Arbit. We never say we doing Arbit. But on the night of Kippur, we say we doing. So many times by Yavor. Now, Malkut was said it. Person must know in the Torah it's written that there is Tosefet Mechol Ala Kodesh. You have to add part of the day before Kippur to the Kippur, the day after Kippur to the Kippur. You don't start exactly sunset to sunset. Now sunset begins the night, a little bit before sunset. That's called Tosefet. You add part of your own time to the Kippur. Where do we read it from? It's written in the Chumash. Me'erev ad erev tishbetu shabbatechem. Why it's written? V'chala chadash ma'erev. Me'erev ad erev. Then he said, if you say Atzer al-Hadash means Ma'arab al-Arab, what do we need Ma'arab al-Arab? And he said, Ma'arab al-Arab, Tishbetu, you will cease working, Shabbat Techem, your own time, you add to it. What's your own time? Time that you can work, you have to see to it that you add part of it for Kippur, and part for it after Kippur. From this day on, that a person must add some time before and after. Not 24 hours, a bit 24 and something, 25 hours. From this, the answer is the Torah said, Tishbetu Shabbat Techem, they use it with the word of Shabbat, means Shabbat, the same thing also. You have to add a little before sundown. You have to add a little after sundown at the end of the of Shabbat, which means Shabbat doesn't come from sundown to sundown. Add a little before and add a little after. How much that little is not mentioned. According to what seems to be, you add 1 minute, 2 minutes will be good enough. Really, that's originally, that's what the law really. As long as you add, you start the Kippur before sundown. And at the end, after sundown. but our people are known, to be exact and knowing. In many, many countries, they add 15 minutes, including the Syrian community. In Eretz Israel, many, many people, they start the holiday 3/4 of an hour before the holiday is supposed to start, before sundown. Same thing after. And that is, some people say, oh, I do like Rabbeinu Tam. What like Rabbeinu Tam? I do it strict before and after. After Shabbat, I wait 72 minutes after sundown. They don't do anything, but there is one rabbi, Rabbeinu Tam, said, the day is not over till 72 minutes after sundown. Shema Yisrael. Here the people wait when? They will say, Abdullah, hey, what is he late? Let him say, Abdullah. They want to run right away to the car to do different things. This is Tosefet Mahala Kodesh, is from the Torah. The Torah said you should add to it. This is not something to be lotto, to say, well, I'm going, 24 hours is the day. But the Torah said you must add a lot. Sometimes there are some ladies don't understand that. They do certain things after sundown. And if you come to tell them, and they won't listen to you, you know what will be? They get a greater avon, bigger avon. Why should you cause them to have bigger avon? At least when they don't know, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive them. Mm-hmm. So they don't know. This is what they say, a person should not cause them to do later on something in spite. Again, to have they say a person should try on Arab people to eat only light food. From the same reason I told you before about the fish. If you eat heavy, again, you will have certain things, he will issue certain things from his body that makes him tame. Some books were discussing it. Can a person put something in the fire, in the oven, the day before Kippur, in order that you'll be able to eat right after Kippur, for me, food ready? Some don't want to say, not a lot. It's going to be cooked during the day of Kippur also, and you leave it there, and you that can use it after Kippur, has nothing to do with the Kippur. Some they say it is permitted. You are not doing anything on Shabbat. You are doing before Shabbat, you put it in. And you leave it there the whole day. So, okay. That's the opinion of Moran also, that you can do it. There is no wrongdoing by that. Ah, we come to the question. Do we light candle for Kippur in the house? Shabbat, we light candles. We light candles on Kippur. What's the purpose of the candles that we light? Why do we light candles? To be able to see the food at the time we eat the meal. That's originally what was. The candles come light, that you need light to eat, because the Torah said, "Bekarata la Shabbat on," you should enjoy yourself on Shabbat. What enjoy yourself? Driving a car? The Torah is not going to tell you, do work on Shabbat in order to enjoy yourself. That's just without any work. Of course, work you can do. But even though you don't do work, you have to do something that you will enjoy yourself. What is it? Food. The meals of Shabbat are different from the meals of every day. This is what they say. The question is, Shabbat you light candles to be able to see the meal that you eat, to enjoy it. If you don't see it, you don't enjoy the food. How about Kippur? Food is no meal. Do you light candles or not for Kippur? Shabbat you light the candles for the meal. Kippur you light candles? There's two opinions about it. Some they say, of course. Mitzvah that you light candles. Some say, no! Don't like them. What's the approach? Why? Some they say it's good, some say it's no good. See, the thing is this. Some people say we know that what are the things forbidden to do on Kippur? You can't eat, you can't drink, you can't wash, you can't apply any lotion to your body, any part of the body, and you can't have yourself with your wife. Now, somebody say, listen, we have to have candles, to have light, in order, because a man is not going in the light to be with his wife. Jewish law says a person should not be have light at the time he sleeps with his wife. Well, why? Because tzniut. He's not doing it to shut in such a way that looks like, oh, person is hungry for something. This is, some they say, therefore you put light. Some say, no, it's better not to put light. Well, you put light, you see her, you get tempted. And they don't want you to be tempted. Comes the Shulchan Aruch and said, those that have the custom to do it, it's good. Those that have a custom not to do it, it's good. Both of them, they have a source in the halakha. Both customs are, as long as